A Brave Little Mormon Girl by Elizabeth Stitt, based on a true story. Thou must open thy mouth at all times, declaring my gospel with the sound of rejoicing. Doctrine and Covenants, section 28, verse 16.
Hurry up, I want to see the lions,
Billy said, tugging on his sister's sleeve.
I'm coming,
Helen said. She jumped off the bench and grabbed Billy's hand. They trotted off to see the lions. When they reached the lion's cage, they saw a man holding a camera and a little notebook. Children were gathered around him. A lady introduced the man. Children, this is Mr. Mayer, she said. He is an author visiting from New Jersey. An author! Helen liked meeting new people, especially famous people from far away.
I travel from place to place and write about what I see,
Mr. Mayer told the children.
Do any of you have a question for me?
Helen raised her hand high in the air. Mr. Mayer asked her to come to the front of the crowd. Helen scooted through the crowd until she stood near Mr. Mayer.
What are you writing about today?
Helen asked.
Today I'm writing about Utah. Why don't you tell me about yourself?
Helen felt her heart start to beat faster. What could she think of to tell a famous author?
Well, I'm 10 years old.
Then she paused. Surely she could think of something more important.
And I'm a Mormon, she added.
A Mormon?
He asked.
Tell me more.
Well, my great-great-grandfather was Brigham Young, one of the prophets of our church,
Helen replied.
And this church is the true faith.
Is it really?
He asked.
Yes, it is. What is your religion?
I don't have a religion,
Mr. Mayer said. Helen was surprised.
Why not?
She asked.
I don't know, but maybe you can pray for me so I can be blessed too.
I can do that,
Helen said. Then Helen got an idea.
Why don't you get baptized in the true faith?
Mr. Mayer smiled.
That's kind of you. I think I would like to learn more about this faith first.
When Mr. Mayer returned home to New Jersey, he wrote a newspaper article about Helen. He called her a zealous little Mormon girl. He meant that she was enthusiastic and devoted to her faith. Mr. Mayer was so impressed with Helen that he wrote to her and sent her copies of his books. A few years later, Mr. Mayer passed away. When Helen was older, she received permission from Mr. Mayer's family to have his temple work done. Thanks to Helen, a young man was baptized in the temple for Mr. Mayer in the true faith. End of the story, A Brave Little Mormon Girl, by Elizabeth Stitt.